From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
In the 1970s, I owned two parcels of commercial real estate leased to the state of California. During lease renewal negotiations, the state abruptly filed property seizure actions under eminent domain. I had two choices: either sell the properties to the state at some bureaucrat's opinion of fair market value, or go to court. A court fight would have made no economic sense, so with extreme reluctance, I sold the properties. I strongly doubt that my experience is unique, and it underscores the issue of how much power government should have to seize property. It's taking on added relevance because the eminent domain rules are changing. What specifically is coming into question is what constitutes the sort of public benefit that can justify an eminent domain proceeding. A year ago, in the landmark case of Kelo versus City of London, Connecticut, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld government's right to take private property for the purpose of commercial development. In my view, this is an unwarranted expansion of eminent domain authority. Many disagree with this decision, and they're doing something about it. In a handful of states, they are sponsoring or supporting ballot initiatives to restrict government seizures of land. Many of these initiatives are modeled on Measure 37 in Oregon and are labeled Save Our Homes initiatives. But these miss the mark. These measures are a Trojan horse that requires government to compensate any affected landowner in a community for any adverse effect from land use planning, environmental protection, and almost any type of seizure. If passed, these initiatives would put up roadblocks for local agencies to facilitate urban infill projects and improving slum conditions. These are not the proper response to the Kelo decision. The possibility that changing a private parcel's use could increase jobs or tax revenues does not justify condemnation. Eminent domain should be used to achieve a balance between individual property rights and a necessary public benefit like schools and roads. The use of eminent domain should revert to its historical, more limited application where the public benefit is clear. With a perspective, I'm Joe Epstein.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.